This is Studio A from Interlochen Public Radio.
Welcome to Studio A at Interlochen Public Radio. I'm Christy L'Esperance. It is week 5 of the World Youth Symphony Orchestra 2025 summer concert season at Interlochen, and these campers have given us outstanding concerts throughout, led by world-class conductors. Leading the orchestra for this Sunday's concert is the director of Théâtre National de l'Opéra Comique, Louis Langres. Welcome to Interlochen.
Thank you, Christy. I'm thrilled to be here.
This is your first time conducting the World Youth Symphony Orchestra. Is this your first time to visit Northern Michigan?
So it's my very first time working with these young musicians. It's not my first time in Michigan. I have conducted several times the Detroit Symphony as a guest conductor. And I even came 19 years ago with the Detroit Symphony, but I just came for one day. But I have so many friends who have worked here or who are teaching here. And of course, Trey Devi, my previous boss in Cincinnati, because he was CEO, he was president of the Cincinnati Symphony Orchestra. And actually, he hired me as music director there. So he's a deep, great friend and a man I totally trust. So if Trey tells me that I should come, that I will have a lot of fun and joy making music with these young, great musicians, and that the Shostakovich Symphony No. 11 is a great piece, I totally trust him and I can't wait. I'm just out of the first rehearsal. And the first rehearsal of such a piece is quite special because, you know, this symphony where many people were disoriented by the way it was structured, it's almost like a symphonic poem. Somebody said, and I think it's quite true, that it's film music without film. And one could even say that it's a cantata without singers, because most of the material is taken from revolutionary songs. In 1957, when this piece was premiered, every single person in the hall knew by memory not only the music, but the words. They could follow the artistic message, but also the political message. Of course, on that time, people were not allowed to say what they thought. So underneath, the message of this piece is much bigger than just a specific event which happened in 1905.
Another name for the Symphony No. 11 by Shostakovich is the year 1905. There's a story that goes along with the symphony, and then there's also the hidden message. Can you kind of tell us about those two different meanings that are evident in this symphony?
Yes, so it starts telling this Bloody Sunday, which happened January 9th, 1905, which is, according to many historians, the seeds of the Russian Revolution, which happened 12 years later. People were starving, but they still trusted the Tsar. They made a huge demonstration, hundreds of thousands of people coming to the big square in St. Petersburg. They wanted to ask the Tsar his help, that some people could speak to him.
And it was a peaceful demonstration.
It was a totally peaceful demonstration. That's why they came with the families, kids. But the Tsar was not there, but the army was there. No one understands still today really why the order was given to shoot the demonstrators. So it's not very clear to know how many hundreds of people were shot dead. This was the turning point where people felt betrayed by the Tsar. The very first movement, it's long, super silent. in the end of the night, the dawn, middle of winter, snow everywhere, empty square, silent. And you can hear from distant some trumpet calls. Some people feel that it's too long, and I agree it's too long, but I think it's fantastic. It must be too long. There is a point where you need something to happen because the silence is unbearable. And then, second movement, there is the crowd begging the Tsar for help, for understanding. Silent again, and suddenly, savage entry of the army, and they come from everywhere. So, musically, it's a fugue, you know, they start from the double bass and the cellos, and you hear the snare drum, 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 and this theme coming from all the parts of the orchestra, and again, silent. And then, like machine guns, terrible, horrible massacre, where people have to play with so much bite, shortness, coldness almost, and the wild expression. And then, again, silent. The same theme as the beginning, but with little trills, because it's not white of snow, it's red of blood. So just by, instead of having in the beginning, in minor, before it was in major, and this kind of shimmering image, you know. And then you have a beautiful theme which starts from the violas saying, you have fell because you have given everything to your country. You have sacrificed yourself for a better life. And then there is kind of liturgic Orthodox music, but there will be hope. We should do something. And then the last movement is called Tocsin. It's this bell which is alarm. And the people stand up and win against the tyrant. But the very last page has on the bells the theme of the massacre. Pa-pa-pa-pam, pa-pa-pa-pa. So pam-pam-pim-pam. Pam-pam-pim-pam-pam-pam-pam. Which means that on the name of the people, new massacre will happen. And thank God the censor didn't see it. And he even won the Lenin Medal for that. One important thing to not forget is that he wrote the symphony 1 year before it was premiered. It was premiered in 1957. What happened the year before, 1956, was in Budapest. The Soviet army doing exactly the same thing. You know, there was also a Bloody Sunday there with 600 people dead, shot, because they were dreaming of freedom and peace and liberty. Why is this symphony still speaking to us and will probably speak to us in decades and centuries? Because this ideal, keeping the ideal of a better world. And what can be a better way of expressing that than an orchestra? Because an orchestra is the perfect metaphor of an ideal society. Today, so many people speak at each other. With music, you have to speak with others. You have to listen to them. You have to respond to them. You can even object to them, but you have to listen. You have to build something together. Dialogue is what is so missing. today. So I'm glad that these young kids will play that listening to each other, and then you can express everything.
The atmosphere will surely be charged in Kresge Auditorium this Sunday evening, July 27th, when Louis Langrée takes the podium at 7:30, leading the World Youth Symphony Orchestra in Shostakovich's Symphony No. 11. Classical IPR will broadcast the performance live. The webcast can be streamed as well at interlaken.org/webcasts. For those attending who require mobility assistance, a drop-off and shuttle service is now available for classical concerts in Kresge Auditorium. Thank you so much, Louis Langrée, for taking the time to visit with us. It was an absolute pleasure, and I'm looking forward to the concert.
Me too. It was a great pleasure for me too. And so thank you very much for giving me the wonderful opportunity to speak about the meaning of the piece and to speak about the relevance of this piece.
Absolutely. Well, I'm Christy L'Espérance. This has been Studio A from Interlaken Public Radio.
Studio A is a production of Interlaken Public Radio, part of Interlaken Center for the Arts. Learn more at interlakenpublicradio.org.